Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors, presented in part by Sun Enterprises, Colorado's largest ATV and motorcycle dealer.
All right, Kirk Dieter here, filling in for Terry on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors, 104.3 The Fan. And, you know, this week is started on Monday with Veterans Day. Veterans Day week is important on a number of levels, and I've got with me Mike Banaszewski, who's TU's new Veteran Service Partnership Director, and we want to talk about some of the programs that we've got to get veterans and active service active duty service members in the into the outdoors. Mike, how you doing?
Kirk, how are you? Thanks for having me. Pleasure to be with you.
Yeah, it's great. And, you know, I was talking earlier on the show about fishing, and fishing's more about the people that I'm with nowadays than it is about the fish themselves. I don't remember, you know, if I caught this brown trout or this rainbow trout or this pike, but I remember who I was with, and that's certainly the case when I'm out. Typically, I've done a number of events where I get to go and fish with the veterans who are coming back from overseas and otherwise, and it's just a really impactful, important thing for me to do. So thank you for facilitating some of that stuff. And why don't you tell us a little bit more about some of what you're up to and what the programs are?
Well, thanks, Kirk. I really appreciate it. First off, a belated Happy Veterans Day to all the veterans, the active duty servicemen and women, reservists, their families. Thank you all for your service. You know, myself, I'm a 29-year veteran of the Department of Defense, and taking this position with TU is a tremendous honor for me. With TU Veteran Service Partnership, just to give a little bit of bubble leveling on what we do, we are the means by which Trout Unlimited engages with the active duty, reserve, veteran, and family communities, most importantly, to bring them into TU and help them experience the full spectrum of our engagement and our activities. You know, we have a tremendous partnership with Project Healing Waters, which we provide events and some fly tying, fly casting type training to our disabled veteran community. And that's a tremendous, tremendous partnership and a tremendous resource. But we also have a huge network of chapters nationwide that engage at every level, from youths with the Trout in the Classroom program to their Headwaters youth programs, where we have youths out doing conservation events, all the way up through college, where we have Costa Five Rivers programs in college. And what we do with VSP is we use our network throughout the country to bring those communities together. The veteran community in particular, the active duty community, it's a tremendous resource. These are born leaders. These are service-oriented people. These are a diverse group of people, and they bring tremendous value to Trout Unlimited.
Yeah, they certainly do, and they bring tremendous value to the overall fly fishing or outdoor community, that's for sure. If there's someone out there who's listening who's maybe active duty or a veteran, and they've heard about some of these programs, but they've never quite dabbled yet, how do they make that point of contact, or how do we reach them? How do we get them into the family to make sure that they are able to access and enjoy some of these opportunities?
So as you've probably covered with some of the other folks today, I mean, we have in Trout Unlimited, we have 387 chapters nationwide with 36 state-level councils. Every one of those chapters has a veteran in that community, no matter how small. The best way for folks to connect with that is through our website. We have www.tu.org/chapter search. One word, chapter search. And what that'll do is that'll give you a map of the United States, and you can drill down to your street address. It'll tell you exactly what chapter covers the geographic area you're living in, who the leadership is, and how to contact them.
Great. Is this something that goes year-round as well? I mean, if someone's listening now, it's November, maybe thinking maybe more shoveling snow or skiing and things like that. But, heck, you know, is this something that we can get on that right now?
Yeah, I've heard people in Colorado like to ski as much as they like to fish. Now, fly fishing and the veterans engagement programs we do are year-round programs. The Trout in the Classroom programs, you know, we actually work that as a year-round program so that the trout can be released in the spring. A lot of the chapters do conservation-type events, even through the winter, and they do engagement events. You know, they're having fly fishing film nights. They're having, you know, just inviting people over for a beer and a chapter meeting, get to knowing the community. Fly tying, you know, most of us that are active anglers, you know, we spend the winters tying a lot of flies. It's a great way to get started in the community.
My fly tying, I've gotten to the point, Mike, where I learned 10 patterns, and I'm production tying 10 patterns, and you'd be very proud of me. Every March, my fly boxes are meticulously organized, and everything's laid out, and all the stuff that I've tied and worked on over the winter is just ready. And by about June 1st, it looks like a jumbled mess. And,
oh, yeah, absolutely. If it doesn't look like that, you're not trying hard enough.
I know, and I wear that proudly. I have them on my hats, stuck in my shirt collars, on my visor of my car, all sorts of stuff. Well, anyway, so but you also get some – there are events also where we actually do get out on the water itself, and that's – pretty impressive to me. I think if I were to count, I've guided and fished with lots of people over the years, but if I were to count the 10 most that made an impact on me, watching somebody land a fish and hold the fish and look at the fish and appreciate the fish, I think probably more than half of those were with the Healing Waters folks. So.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, in the last year, Kirk, I mean, just to give folks a sense of scale, I mean, we just through VSP have engaged with over 4,000 vets with, I think, 700 different programs that the chapters and the councils and at the national level that we've put on. We've grown by 10 chapters this past year. For us, you know, some of the real focus of all those events that you're referring to are about training the leadership, you know, so that we have a cadre of folks that are well-versed in how to work with the military, how to work with veterans. We train them every year. We did a second event earlier this year on the White River. We brought in about 25 VSP leaders from across the country, trained them up, and now they're going to go out and train at the state level. If I could, we have a tremendous partnership with TAPS, the Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors. You know, I think we had our sixth annual retreat this year for Gold Star survivors on the Madison River. And then we also do a lot with couples. We had two events in this past year at the national level where we worked with partners on the Upper Delaware and in Slough Creek. Again, if you see the responses of people that participate in these events, it is always positive and it is always incredibly inspiring for folks that work in this community.
Yeah, for me, I mean, it's amazing what the personality is like, or what the experience is like at 9:30 in the morning, and what it's like at 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon after we've caught some fish. I mean, people just open up, and you feel like you've been hanging out and fishing together for years and years, and it's really just been a matter of hours. That's the power of the river and the outdoors, and it's in work. And nowhere is it more manifest than in this type of environment, in my opinion. So.
Oh yeah, I don't know how many lifelong friends I've built on the water. It's incredible how quickly that occurs.
So, going forward, what are your goals? What do you want to do? What do we want to build from here? Are you, more chapters, more different things, different types of events? Tell me where you're going. Because you're new.
Yeah, no,
you're new on the team. I put you on the spot. I'm sorry.
Not at all.
You've been on with us for a few weeks now, and
three whole weeks,
and I've already got you on the radio in Denver, calling in from Washington. My goodness, that wasn't very fair of me. But I'm not at all. I'm excited.
I'm thrilled to talk about it. So we're definitely looking to expand. Right now, out of the 387 chapters we have nationwide, we have about half of those with active VSP coordinators. So we're definitely looking to reach more and more of the chapter level folks to get them engaged with the veterans in their communities. Some of the other things that we're working on right now, we do have a centralized toolkit of resources available to the chapters to help them set up those programs. This year, we're going to be building that out further, making it a little more accessible through webinars, videos, and again, through the train-the-trainer cadre that we talked about earlier. We're working with our partners, our current development partners, to develop additional resources, financial resources, so that we could perhaps create a matching grant program, so that we could start helping these chapters that perhaps have a little bit more restrictions in their funds with providing them some equipment and some training. And our National Trips program, we're looking to expand that a little further. I covered that a little bit, but we would definitely love to do more on the couples event side of things and the train-the-trainer events, do those more frequently. Sure. I'm also going to be really working with your team on our marketing and our social media presence throughout the year.
Yeah, that's something I'm looking forward to. Does someone, if they're listening in the audience right now and they're not necessarily a member of TU, or maybe not even a veteran or a member of active duty, but they just listen to this and they say, man, this might be something I want to get involved with. Are they invited as well?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Trout Unlimited, we want you, you know, to put the Uncle Sam poster in your mind. I mean, we, you know, if you're an active or reserve member of the armed forces, a veteran or a family member, you know, we want to connect you to our network of anglers and conservationists across the country. As I mentioned, every community has veterans in it that can benefit from our approach and from who we can benefit from their engagement. To the current, you know, TU members and chapters, I would tell you, I'd say get out and engage your local communities and find those servicemen and engage with them. I think you'll find a very willing population looking to do this kind of work, to continue their legacy of service through conservation work. And it can be something as simple as a cup of coffee. And again, if to folks listening, if the work of TU sounds inviting, sounds like something you might have a passion for, again, I invite you to find your community at www.tu.org/chapter search, and that'll get the process started.
Well, Mike, I've got about 1 minute, 1.5 minutes left, and I'm just going to give you the floor. If there's anything else that I've failed to touch on or something that you wanted to touch on specifically, I'm happy to hear about it. And again, I want to thank you for coming on board with TU. Thank you for the work that you're doing, and know that you've got my support all the way going forward.
No, thank you so much for having me, Kirk. It's a pleasure to talk with Colorado regarding the Veterans Service Partnership. You know, in closing, I would just highlight, you know, Colorado is such an area of tremendous opportunity for VSP. You have 47,000 active duty and reservists in Colorado right now. That's a tremendous number. Between Fort Carson, Peterson Air Force Base, the Air Force Academy, Schreiber Air Force Base, you know, you even got a very healthy population of Canadians at NORAD who would love to work, you know, as partners with you on conservation events related to fishing. You know, I would love to see Colorado really expand its VSP. I think it's a tremendous area with a lot of potential, and the natural resources in that state are just phenomenal. So it's a perfect storm of natural resources, TU chapters, and a military community ripe for VSP.
Well, you know, as you were saying, we do like to ski and fish, and often at the same time. I'll have to show you about that sometime.
I'd love to see it.
I think that's the next step is that we build this program out, is that you're going to have to come out and pay us a visit, and we're going to have to hit the water with some vets and some active duty folks and plan on doing some more of this in not only you know, next spring, but all through the summer and beyond. So you're always invited.
Table slapped on that one, Chris.
Yeah, you're always invited, and we'd love to have you out.
Thanks so much.
Okay, well, we'll be talking a bit later.
All right, Kirk.
All right, thanks, bud. Well, thanks again to everybody who listened in today. This has been a dream come true for me to be able to sit in my friend Terry's chair and fill in and talk to good friends about fishing and shooting and all the things that we enjoy to do here in Denver and the Colorado area, the cultural center of outdoor sports that it is. It's been a long journey for me, and to be able to sit here and talk to some folks and know that some of you out there are listening, it means a lot. So I really appreciate the opportunity to do this. Do please stay tuned. Next time, Terry will be back, and you want to hear the pro himself doing his thing. I would love to come back myself and be a guest or sit in again anytime. So with my thanks and wishing you all the very, very, very best as far as your fishing and hunting and outdoors and exploring goes with your families and friends, this is Kirk Dieter. saying thank you again.
You work hard for your business, so should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.